cremation. All of creation bow before the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be to the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee will bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God, and your kingdom will not pass away, O Ancient of Days.
Righteous in all of your ways, you are high and lifted. praise the Lord. Isn't he good?
How many of you came to worship the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all your mind?
Come on, you can do better than that. Somebody help that woman praise the Lord. Come on, do better than that, people.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Did y'all have fun this Thanksgiving? Did you give thanks this Thanksgiving? And that's what we're here to do. The most important thing to remember in Thanksgiving is it doesn't matter who you are, you ought to be thankful. Even though God has more that He wants to do in you and through you, He's already done way more than any of us ever deserve. And when Jesus healed the lepers, how many of them came back to actually say thank you? And that percentage sticks with the church even today. There's an 80-20 rule. 20% of the people do 80% of the work. 80% of the giving, 80% of everything. That's the minority truly being thankful with their life. Amen? But I'm glad that you're here. And in this season, it would be wrong for us to do anything other than to be thankful for who God is in our life and all that He's done. So I want you to stand with me. We're going to receive this morning's offering. If you've got your seed ready, just begin to thank God. Just begin to thank God for where you're at. It might not be exactly where you want to be, but God has kept you from a lot of terrible situations that you would have gotten yourself into had it not been for His grace and direction over your life. So just thank Him. Thank you, Father. Just begin to lift your hands and thank Him. Hallelujah. You're here. You could be anywhere right now. You're breathing. You could be anywhere facing any obstacle. But God didn't give you something that you couldn't handle. He spared you. He's kept you. He saved you. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father. We give you the glory and the praise and the honor. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for blessing us. Lord, we are happy with the job that you've done. We are pleased and we're grateful for all the things that you've done for us. We don't complain. We can't complain. You've been way too good to us. We thank you, Father. It's our delight to serve you. It's our delight to do your will, to give, to obey, Father. We enjoy serving you. We enjoy being under your lordship, Father. And Lord, I thank you that even though if we all died right now, that we could all say we've been blessed in this life, I thank you that, Father, you haven't stopped here, but you and your love for us and your perfect plan are leading us into greater things, into better things. So we eagerly await the manifestation of your will in our lives. But Father, we say thank you this morning. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. You can sow.
Everybody say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of y'all are glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Praise Him. Glory to God. Where's her mama? Isn't her? Why don't you get your Bibles open? Let's look at some things. How many of you are studying the Word and in prayer and getting things from the Holy Spirit? Open your Bibles. Why don't we just go right to Let's go to the book of Matthew. Chapter 19. Can she handle it? If they want to go back there, if they make one poop, I don't know. They can do it. Okay. All right. Matthew chapter 19. Let's go to verse. Actually, go to 9. Matthew chapter 9. And go to verse 10. Actually, go to 9, verse 9. And as Jesus passed from hence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners, everybody say sinners,
sinners,
came and sat down with him and his disciples. Everybody say publicans,
publicans
and sinners came to sit down with he and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? What is he doing hanging with them, with those kind of people? Come on now. And when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole, somebody say whole. Those people that got it all together. Come on, those people that are totally full. You ever met people that are totally full? They think they're totally full of God, totally full of the Spirit, totally full of righteousness, but in reality, they're totally full of something else. Some say full or whole. There are a lot of people that claim we're all going, we're all growing, we're all becoming what God wants us to become. Amen? And when we look into the fullness of God, we really find out really how incomplete we are and how whole He wants us to be. And Jesus said, those people that be whole need not a physician, but those people that are sick. Some say the sick need a physician. See, that's how God looks on so many of us. We want